This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. The Boston Bruins play Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at TD Garden. They're up against the Carolina Hurricanes in the best-of-seven series. To get a better sense of the matchup, I talked with Connor Ryan. He's the Bruins beat writer at the Boston Sports Journal.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting mix. You know, it seems like every year in the NHL playoffs is always that one team of destiny that comes together at the right time, has the right pieces that are kind of firing on all cylinders. You know, definitely you can't overlook this Carolina Hurricanes team because they play with a lot of pace. They're a very, very young team. Got plenty of guys who are, you know, under the age of 25. They've got a 19-year-old rookie, Andrei Svechnikov, a Russian winger who's, you know, been pretty solid for them. So they present a lot of challenges and really like to establish themselves on the forecheck. They're really, really hard to knock off the puck, firing a lot of shots. So it's going to be a challenge for the Bruins, and it's going to be one of those series where you expect Bruce Cassidy to really kind of, you know, tinker with the lineup and adjust kind of on the fly to see what the Hurricanes are going to throw at the Bruins, because they're probably going to give them a lot of very different looks as this series progresses.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are far better rested following a sweep of the Islanders. How much practice and rest time are the Bruins going to have going into the series, and is it going to be enough?
I think right now the way it's panning out, I believe it's going to be a 2 days off for the Bruins before Game 1. And at the very least, it's a little bit better than what the Bruins had last round, where they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 7, and they play the Blue Jackets, you know, right after that. But, you know, Bruce Cassidy mentioned that it's one of those things where, you know, too much rest can really kind of hurt a team in the NHL playoffs. I think the Bruins would rather have this kind of short break where they can kind of just keep that momentum going. They've already, you know, had some guys who were a little bit slow to start the postseason who are kind of firing in all cylinders right now. So it's really kind of helping out the Bruins to kind of have that short break.
Do you detect any lingering rivalry between the teams from the old Hartford Whaler days of the early Hurricanes?
So it seems like the Hurricanes this year especially have kind of made it a priority to bring back some of that Hartford roots. When you look at, I think out of the three games Carolina played the Bruins during the regular season, they wore their throwback Whalers jerseys for two of them. So it makes for a kind of interesting little facet. I don't think they'll kind of bring those out for the playoffs, but it's definitely an interesting kind of blast from the past. It's one of those, you know, classic rematches. People always talk about, you know, fighting for the Adams Trophy and the Prince of Wales Trophy and all that stuff going back to it. So not too many NHL players right now who used to play for the Whalers, but I'm sure the Hurricanes will take any support they'd get. But I don't think they're going to get too much of a warm reception from Connecticut, that's for sure.
Beyond Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, who are some of the key players to watch for on each of the teams?
I think for the Bruins, you have to look at you know, what they can get out of their blue line. And one big loss for the Bruins going into Game 1 is they're not going to have Charlie McAvoy, who's going to be suspended for Game 1 because of an illegal hit to the head that he delivered to Columbus's Josh Anderson in Game 6 on Monday night. It's going to be a pretty big loss for the Bruins, even though Charlie McAvoy is 21 years old, you know, still a young player. He's really come into his own during this postseason, and he's going to be key in terms of really kind of shutting down the multiple waves Carolina likes to throw at opposing goalies when you look at just the way they can reload, they activate defensemen up the blue line. So he's going to be a guy that's going to be key once he comes back to really kind of stop what, you know, we all kind of expect Carolina is going to bring, which is a lot of shots on goal, a lot of offensive zone pressure. And then obviously another one for the Bruins you have to look at is Tuukka Rask, who has been absolutely outstanding this whole postseason. I mean, he leads all NHL goalies in save percentage at .938. I mean, he's been outstanding, and he's shutting down high danger shots, all that stuff that you need from a goalie at this time of year. So he's been key. And then you look at Carolina Hurricanes, one guy you have to be careful of is Sebastian Aho, who, again, may not be the star power that some of these other teams have, but Aho, who's 21, led the Carolina Hurricanes in scoring this year, and he, for whatever reason, even though he's only been in the league for a few years, he always seems to have the Bruins' number. I think he has 8 goals against the Bruins in 9 career games. Guy who can impact, you know, down every area of the ice. He's good on the power play. He's lethal on the penalty kill. Has the speed to really kind of burn you in a hurry, which can happen quite a bit with this Bruins power play where they like to operate with a little bit of risk in their game. So he's a guy you really have to keep tabs on both during 5-on-5 play and especially during special teams.
Bruins beat writer at Boston Sports Journal, Connor Ryan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This is New England Public Radio.